there is a recipe at the end of every chapter. But I tried to write them the way that, you know, my mama told them to me. What I couldn't do, of course, was the arithmetic the way she told it to me.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot. She just knew how much to put in.
Yeah. And she could tell if it was done. I'd ask her, I'd say, when's it done? Well, when it smells like it's done. Or when's it done? Well, when it looks right. But the maddening was the mathematics of it. You know, how much salt? Well, a speck or a dab or a smidgen. How much pepper? But what infuriated me, and we, you know, me and my poor sweet mama almost come into, like, you know, a fist fight, which she'd probably win. Was her saying, oh, hon, you know, just some. Well, what in the world is some?
Right.
And so, you know, just a good handful. Well, what's a good handful? Well, I found out that it was a handful and a half. But trying to do the alchemy, trying to decide what would, you know, how big a handful would fit in a cup, I finally just kind of left it to the heavens.
Trial and error.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep doing it till it looks right, like she would say.
Right. My mother says that a lot, yeah. And it is very frustrating for people like us who might want to know exactly how much to put in.
Right.
And what are
or don't have a lifetime. You know, don't have a lifetime to get it right. So, yeah.
Because then you run the risk of it turning out terrible, and it's because you put in a dab and not a smidge.
Right, right. Or your dab's not a dab and a half, or a good dab.
Right.
You know, so, and there's a difference between a dab and a daub.
Is there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because a daub is like a good dab and then a little bit of a smidge.